The United States has clarified its role in the Libyan intervention. President Barack Obama says the US didn't seek this outcome, but he believes American leadership is essential and the US, he says, will act as a part of the international community to protect the Libyan people. Here's our North America correspondent, Jane Cowan.
As the international community prepares to stop Colonel Gaddafi's brutal suppression, the US President Barack Obama says America is in.
Now here's why this matters to us. Left unchecked, we have every reason to believe that Gaddafi would commit atrocities against his people. Many thousands could die. A humanitarian crisis would ensue.
He says the terms of the UN resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire are non-negotiable.
If Gaddafi does not comply with the resolution, the international community will impose consequences, and the resolution will be enforced through military action.
The US waited until France and Britain had already publicly taken a lead role before declaring its exact stance. And Barack Obama was at pains to emphasise the US was participating only as part of an international effort. The American reluctance to be drawn into another protracted conflict is obvious.
The United States is not going to deploy ground troops into Libya, and we are not going to use force to go beyond a well-defined goal. Specifically, the protection of civilians in Libya.
The US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has expressed skepticism about the apparent ceasefire announced by the Gaddafi regime.
We are going to be not responsive or impressed by words. We would have to see actions, and that is not yet at all clear. We have to see a very clear set of decisions that are operationalized on the ground by Gaddafi's forces to move physically a significant distance away from the east, where they have been pursuing their campaign against the opposition.
In Washington, the Libyan ambassador to the US, Ali Ojali, who aligned himself with the rebels last month, said the UN resolution had probably already prevented a massacre, but he urged the coalition force to act swiftly and not be fooled by claims of a ceasefire.
We have to be very careful. This is a trick. This man, he will come in the resolution, but in the same time, he is invading Misrata. He is killing the people. He is moving his armies from two strategic points. Strikes is necessary, of course. Gaddafi will never leave us alone. His forces must be destroyed.
Ali Ojali urged the international community to recognize an alternate transitional government in Libya based in Benghazi.
The recognition of this council, that the council will have authority to use the Libyan frozen money. We need our money to buy medicine, to buy weapons, to buy what we need.
High hopes at a turning point in the Libyan crisis. This is Jane Cowan in Washington for Saturday AM.
Now, a little earlier this morning, we reported that Gaddafi's troops had moved further towards Benghazi, despite the UN's no-fly zone. And we have some news that's just come in. It's a statement. The Libyan foreign minister has issued a statement saying that government forces will not enter the city of Benghazi because of the ceasefire agreement. That has just come in, that news.